And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Today. I'm Kino Cummings. Now, we are joined by John Bottomsley, who's a journalist with Business Insider. And interesting article. You know, so Samsung's launched a new phone, and it comes with a hefty price tag. And it certainly costs as much as a second-hand car. Now, this is the subject of Edward John Bottomley's article in Business Insider. You should check it out, businessinsider.co.za. Some really cool stories there. So, Edward, great to have you on the show again. What prompted you to write this?
Hi, Kino. Well, essentially, what prompted us to write it is that Samsung is always launching new products. You know, Apple's always launching new products. And you get very sort of inured to them. You know, one cell phone after a while becomes, you know, much the same as every other. But what immediately jumped out at me for this one is that it has a much heftier price tag than other phones of the type. So, for instance, just to give you an idea, this what we're talking about now is the Samsung Galaxy Note 20, which is I'm sure you've used the Note before. They're sort of the bigger plus sized Samsungs. Now the Note 20 comes in two variants. It's got the base variant, which is still pricey. It's 26,000 rand to buy it new, and then you have the Note 20 Ultra, which is the premium version. And that's got better cameras and it's all around a better phone. That costs 37,000 rand. To buy it outright.
You're going to be bloody mad.
Yeah. So what we did is essentially saying, well, Samsung, read the room. Nobody's got money at the moment. People are losing their jobs left, right, and center. And now you're telling me that you're selling a car, you're selling a cell phone for 37,000 Rand. So what we immediately did is we went to see what kind of secondhand cars we can get for that sort of price range. And the nice one that I found was a 2008 Dodge Caliber. Now, I've actually owned a Dodge Caliber before in my life. And you can get it for the same price. It's got a, you know, the mileage is a bit much. You know, I think it was about 180,000 kilometers on the clock. But for the same price as that cell phone, you can get yourself a new car. Well, a secondhand car.
But I mean, if you think about it, let's just take the 2019 MacBook Pro. Right? Or 2018. You could probably pick up a 2018 MacBook Pro, which comes with, as I look at mine at the moment, just hold on. I mean, if you just look at the specs, for those people who understand specs and all those stuff, with, you know, where's this? 15-inch, right? 2.6 gigahertz, a 6-core Intel Core i7, 16 gigs of RAM. And then there's something that says DDR4, whatever that means. You've got a graphic 1536 megabyte graphics card. I mean, you get a formidable little machine that you can do a lot with for the same price of a blinking phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, MacBooks are generally regarded as very good computers or very good mobile devices. So yes, absolutely. Do you know what we also did is we recently wrote an article saying, looking at the best smartphones, not phones, smartphones, you can get for under 1,000 rand in South Africa. And you can, there are quite a few of them. There's some really good ones. And we said, well, at the cost of 37,000 Rand, the cheapest, not the cheapest, but one of the best cheap smartphones you can get is something is the Mobicell Astro. Mobicell is a South African manufacturer. That costs you, I don't know the price in front of me, but it's something like 650 Rand. So we said, no, for 37,000 Rand, what you can do is for a year and a half, every week, you can go and buy yourself a new Mobicell Astro, use it for a week and a half, throw it away, buy a new one, and you can do that for a year and a half, essentially.
I don't know. Samsung are smoking their socks. There might be people who buy it, and I think what we need to then do is talk about why people spend so much money on this stuff. And if I had to compare, so I eventually upgraded. I still have an iPhone 8 Plus, right? So I thought, whatever, I'm going to give in to it. I'm going to just try and get something with a better camera because I love camera photography, and I got the S20 Samsung. But I must tell you, if I look at the performance between the S20 Samsung with a Leica camera, the only thing that's better is the camera, probably. It is, right? But the iPhone 8, which you can probably pick up for, I don't know, under 5 these days, if not a little bit more than that, performs a lot better than the Samsung S20. It's a better phone, feels better. It does everything and more than I need from a phone. And I then question why the heck I did the upgrade in the first place.
Yeah, well, for a lot of people, you know, they're not looking at their, you know, they just get a notification. You could, you know, they already pay, I don't know, say for the S20, no, it's about, on Telkom, you can get it for about 1,400 rand a month. But a lot of people, they just get a notification, we can upgrade now, and they just keep on, you know, they just keep on making that debt constantly. But I think what was particularly interesting for us is Samsung seems to be one of the few manufacturers who's focusing on premium devices now. Now, Samsung has a lot of devices which are cheaper, the A series and the J series, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But if you look at what Apple is doing and what Google is doing, they've shifted their focus definitely onto cheaper devices. So the new iPhone, the iPhone SE, was much cheaper than anyone expected it to be. Mm. I mean, you can get that now in South Africa. Google literally 3 days ago launched the Google Pixel 4a, which is, now it's we can't easily get the Google Pixel phones in South Africa, but equally that, you know, it's a very cheap phone with really, really good features. So what they're doing is they've pivoted to focus on cheap phones, and all of a sudden Samsung comes out with a phone the cost of a secondhand car, which was just so surprising to us.
Yeah, I'd like you to run through some more cars though, but if you think about the strategy behind a cheaper phone and making a more accessible phone, you're literally creating a bigger market for products to be distributed on. So, especially in Africa, and we're having this discussion earlier, where we get an increased middle class, a very young population, lots of scope for innovation and, you know, technologies that could leap current things in Europe and the United States, leap those technologies and come up with a better offering. If phones are too expensive, right, then you're not going to have access to that broader market. So for me, it's quite alluring to see how feature phones can almost get into the hands of most people out there eventually.
Yeah, well, you make a very good point in that, I mean, if we want to encourage sort of fintech or a new, you know, what they call the fourth industrial revolution, if we want to encourage that sort of entrepreneurship, we need access to that technology. And clearly, this is not a focus for a lot of manufacturers, but it is a focus for some manufacturers. As, you know, we did an article about sub 1,000 rand phones, and you can get quite decent ones. I mean, it's, as you say, it's these phones are getting into the hands of entrepreneurs, of people who need the access to the technology. It's just surprising to me that manufacturers are still, you know, some of them are taking the stance of, well, here's a premium phone during the worst economic crisis in, you know, nearly the last 100 years.
Let's talk about some of the other cars you found. By the way, for those who've just tuned in, Edward John Bottomsley, phenomenal piece in businessinsider.co.za, and looking specifically, and his headline really is, you can now order the latest top-end Samsung in South Africa for the price of a pretty decent used car. Well, let's run through some more of those.
Well, you can get a BMW 5 Series as well. it's a bit older. I think that was a 2002 model, so I mean it's 20 years old. It only had 150,000 rand on 150,000 kilometers on the clock. So, you know,
not bad.
The mileage isn't that high for a 20-year car, and you can buy it for the same price as that phone. You know, there're various smaller phones. I think smaller cars. I think there were the Chevy Sparks are going for that. You know, We didn't have to struggle to find cars for that price range. There were huge amounts of them to choose from.
Now, you also did another interesting bit, which is attached to this. I like the way your articles are interwoven on this website. So you also spoke about the coolest phones you can get for under 1,000 rand.
Yeah, we did. And I said there's quite a couple there. You know,
There's the Mobisil Astro is the one you have. There's the Hisense U962. People should work on their naming. But anyway, you've got the Vodacom Kicker 6, the Microsoft Lumia 640 LTE, I have, the Hisense E6.
Yeah, what's interesting to know there is based on the phone statistics, that Hisense phone, the U something or other, I can't, you know.
Yeah, that one. I'll find it again. Yeah.
I think that's one of the first or second most popular phone in South Africa at the moment by sales. I mean, you know, very few people, you know, it doesn't have brand recognition. It's not like Samsung or Apple or anything like that. But it's a full-featured smartphone for, you know, 700 Rand, for instance. And, you know, that it's got a touch screen. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got all your apps. It's everything you need. Other ones that we looked at, there's the Microsoft Lumia, for instance.
Yeah.
That's a stranger phone, and I sort of prefaced it in the article because the Microsoft phones are out of favor. They don't really plug into the same app ecosystem as Google does, for instance. Some of your apps you might not find available. But that's a really nice phone, and it's LTE, as you pointed out, which means it's really fast 4G speeds on that phone.
I'm just looking at the Mobisol one. I mean, I personally wouldn't buy a Mobisol phone, but a Hisense, this U962, only retails at, where's the price here? I've got it at 600 and odd bucks, I think. Yeah, $699. Get it from Pepsol.
Yeah, Pepsol has actually got a really good selection of nice, cheap smartphones. The Hisense ones, there's the same model, just it's got slightly upgraded features there. I forget what it's called, but it's the last one on the list. It's the Hisense E something. I mean, that's very close to my actual phone that I'm using to speak with you right now, which is a Samsung J5 or something. You know, the phone that I'm speaking to you with right now only cost me 1,500 Rand when I bought it. So and I have access to all my apps, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, and you know. For instance, let's think about the Galaxy Note Ultra.
Yeah.
You know, the one that costs 37,000 Rand. Now, one of its big selling points is it's got an amazing camera. It's 128 megapixels. And now that is enough to be recording 8K video, which is great if you're making a movie. But what do I ever need to shoot in 8K video?
But even if you do, what are you going to watch it on?
Exactly. Who's got a TV to display 8K?
I mean, I use the same for my television sets, right? Someone says to me, oh, this is a 4K, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, and what exactly am I going to watch on it? Okay, now, of course, Netflix allows you to do 4K. But, I mean, an 8K TV or whatever it is, right? And then you have to edit the video. What are you going to use to edit it on? Someone please help us out here. Anyway, but listen, I love the piece. Thank you very much for joining us to talk about it. Edward John Bottomsley is the journalist at Business Insider. You must have a fabulous day, sir.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your day further.
Thank you very much.